FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Orton Towers operator Merlin's been fined £5 million for a crash on the Smiler roller coaster. 16 people were injured last June, including two teenage girls who needed leg amputations. During sentencing, the judge said those who were hurt were lucky to be alive. Neil Craig is from the Health and Safety Executive. He says there wasn't a system in place to ensure the safety of the ride.
This made it all too easy for a whole series of unchecked mistakes, not just a single push of a button, to result in tragedy. Since the incident, Merlin have made improvements to the ride and to their safety protocols, and the lessons learned have been shared with the industry.
Chanda was one of the victims and says the sentence won't help what they're going through.
In terms of day-to-day life for us, that hasn't changed. It's a lot of psychological difficulties. I'm struggling. I have a scar, which is not very pretty. To be honest, we just need to be looked after.
KMFM News.
A jury at the trial of a man accused of murdering a Kent pensioner are continuing to consider its verdicts. 73-year-old Roy Blackman was found beaten to death following a burglary at his home in Biddenden in March. Mark Love, who's 38 and from Frittenden Road in Staplehurst, denies murder. An e-fit's been released by police after a woman reported she was sexually assaulted by a taxi driver after a night out in Maidstone. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
Well, the alleged victim, who's in her 20s, got in a cab with some friends in the Gabriel's Hill area of town on the 28th of August. After her friends were dropped off in Rochester, she was the last passenger and claims the driver told her to sit in the front or he wouldn't drive. He's then said to have grabbed her hand and stroked her leg during the journey before she got out of the vehicle on Star Hill. You can see the e-fit at kentonline.co.uk. Officers are also going through CCTV.
KMFM News.
Four people have appeared in court after one man suffered stab wounds and another was left fighting for his life following a fight in Chatham. Emergency crews were called to a disturbance on the brook in Chatham in the early hours of last Thursday. The men are all accused of causing grievous bodily harm and are due back in court next month. There's been an increase in the number of reports of antisocial behaviour in Kent every month this year, according to figures seen by KMFM. Josh has more for the update.
Well, antisocial behaviour can be anything from vandalism to begging and even drug dealing. Police in the county recorded nearly 5,000 offences in July, almost 1,000 more than the previous month, and the highest figure since August 2014. Superintendent Simon Thompson from Kent Police says it isn't being put down to one particular group of people.
Antisocial behaviour is so far-ranging that I think it would be wrong and unfair to associate an increase in antisocial behaviour to a particular age group. I mean, there's some types of behaviour which you don't typically associate with young people. Things like fly-tipping and begging and vagrancy would be two such examples.
Well, it's prompted calls for more police on the streets to crack down on the trouble.
My name is Richard Selkirk and I'm the Vice Chairman of Westmorland Parish Council. We've had a problem for about 2 years now with very low-level, persistent antisocial behaviour. It's not high-level crime, but it's the sort of crime that has a disruptive influence on just the general running of Westmorland.
And how do you think this type of crime could be reduced?
15, 20 years ago, we had a full police station, then we had a police office, then we had a police van, and now we don't have a visible presence day to day. And it's that is the major deterrent when there is this sort of low-level crime.
Well, Kent Police says it's working with a number of groups around the county to put a stop to antisocial behaviour and is asking anyone who's been a victim to get in touch.
KMFM News.
Seven people have been arrested following a number of drugs raids in Sittingbourne. Police found over 50 cannabis plants, tubs of white powder and large amounts of cash when they targeted five properties in the area last Thursday. The five men and two women who are aged between 23 and 55 have been bailed until January. And Kent's Naomi Watts has split from her partner Liev Schreiber. The Shoreham-born actress and the X-Men star have been together for 11 years but aren't married. They've got two children which they say they'll continue to raise together.
KMFM Sport.
with First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and the England manager is being accused of offering advice to businessmen on how to break transfer rules. The Daily Telegraph claims Sam Allardyce negotiated a £400,000 fee to meet investors interested in the third-party ownership of players, which isn't allowed. The papers released some recordings of the conversations.
The contract we were 30, 40 million,
yes.
At 10%.
Yeah, I'd say that.
You've done a deal with the agent where you get 5% of the agent's fee, which is massive for doing about 2 hours' work, by
the way. The FA's asked the Telegraph to provide the full facts. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.